Well, over 1,000 candidates will be vying for 84 seats on Oman's Shura Council when polls open on October 15th. The body is part of the larger Council of Oman, which also includes the appointed State Council, and has traditionally met at the request of Sultan Qaboos bin Said to discuss topics of his choice. Now, responding to widespread protests in the country, Sultan Qaboos, in March, granted legislative and regulatory powers to the Council of Oman. But it's still unclear exactly what the powers permit. Nevertheless, many Omanis see the move as a step forward. There are over 130,000 more registered voters for this year's election than there were in the last poll back in 2007. Badr al-Qasimi, who is running for a seat in the capital Muscat, says there's also a noticeable increase in the number of candidates this year.
A lot of things have been changed to better, because last time I haven't nominated myself due to my belief that the council were not to our expectations. Now the council is to our expectation.
In addition to announcing legislative reform, Sultan Qaboos also pledged to create 50,000 new government jobs, allocated more funds for the unemployed, and reshuffled his cabinet. Omanis first took to the streets back in January to demand more jobs, higher salaries, greater democracy, and an end to government corruption. Some claim a number of ministers continue to embezzle state funds, while others in the country are unable to pay for food or receive a proper education. A Muscat resident who wished to be identified only as Ismail says the reforms announced by Sultan Qaboos are not sufficient to tackle the nation's most pressing problems.
And that's the things that we went to the street and we protest for. We want to have full freedom, we have full elected parliament.
Oman's season of unrest was most pronounced in the northern industrial town of Sohar, where clashes between demonstrators and security forces left two people dead. Other substantial rallies were held in Muscat, Sur, and Salalah. A number of participants say they were arbitrarily arrested following the demonstrations. Some claim they were tortured in prison. Authorities deny the accusations. Oman's unrest has been unique in that so far protesters have not been calling for the ouster of the monarchy. In fact, they have emphasized their loyalty to Sultan Qaboos. But Sultan al-Sa'adi, who was jailed after taking part in the Sohar demonstrations, says that sentiment could change.
If the situation continues like this, nobody can say that the regime change here is Oman is not going to be announced by some of the people. We don't want that. We still having a trust on this regime, but that regime, it has to open his mind. It has to open his hand. He has to listen to the people.
Ismail from Muscat believes it's only a matter of time before Omani citizens return to the streets to demand greater reform.
People really lost hope on this government, and they're just waiting for the just one flame. Everything will burn, will explode again.
Oman has historically been one of the most peaceful nations in the Middle East. Most analysts, like Gala Riani from London-based IHS Global Insight, say the recent tensions in the Sultanate shouldn't be overlooked by the international community, not least because of the country's strategic location. Oman is neighbors with Iran, has a border with Yemen, and lies on the Strait of Hormuz, the strategic waterway through which all of the oil shipped from the Persian Gulf must pass.
If there were more instability in Oman, it would have regional implications, and it's certainly not a situation that anyone should be complacent about.
Sultan Qaboos established the Shura Council back in 1991 in a bid to modernize Oman's government. Successful candidates are elected to four-year terms and are permitted to run for re-election. No foreign observers have been invited to monitor this year's poll. Philip Walter Wellman for VOA News, Muscat.